This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, for those of you that have Jewish friends, you have a lot of Jews moaning and groaning because we have our big, holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, coming up. And Yom Kippur, that's a real tough one. That's a tough one because that's where you really have to atone for your sins and you have to reflect on all the bad you've done. You kind of, you know, in a way have kind of conversations with God that, you know, you're atoning and you're going to be good and you understand what you did that was wrong. And there's a lot of different ways that people actually observe Yom Kippur. We're supposed to not eat anything for actually 26 hours, not 24 hours, but 26 hours. So no food, no water when we do our fast. A lot of different religions have different fasts. Ours is done on Yom Kippur, where at sundown today, we go to sundown the next day. Even though that really doesn't match with the 26 hours, for some reason, sundown happens later the next day. Don't ask. It just always seems to happen. You know, God's like, look, you guys really need to step it up a little bit. Which also makes me worry that, you know, does one day of fasting really cover it for me? I mean, one day of fasting just covers my sins up until the first grade. I mean, what happens second grade on? I should probably be fasting, you know, 8 months of the year. If I really want to atone. But, people have asked, you know, when did Yom Kippur originally start? I'm obviously not a rabbinical scholar. Yeah, I'm not. They think its roots came from when the Hebrews were in the desert and Moses went to, you know, speak to God and get the Ten Commandments. And I guess some of the Jews started to get scared that they, you know, weren't, I guess, worshiping the right thing. And they made this golden calf. And they started to worship this golden calf. And then Moses came down and he got really, really mad. He's like, what the hell's going on? You know, his brother Aaron's there. He's like, not me. You know, these guys, they wanted to, like, you know, worship a calf. And everybody's kind of dancing around this golden calf. And so, you know, that's when they were like, okay, you know, you guys are sinning. And we need to stop sinning. And you need to ask God for forgiveness. In Judaism, God is a forgiving God. But you don't want to tick him off. If you tick off the Lord, it's not good. It is not good at all. And so you're responsible for your sins. You can't really blame others. And you need to, you know, you have to own it. Now, you know, what are some common sins that we, you know, have? Well, technically, the definition of a sin in Judaism, we're all sinning. Because there are 613 commandments in the Bible. And if we don't follow the commandments, it's a sin. Okay? So the easy ones are, you know, believe in God. That's fine. Don't worship idols. Those are easy. Those are down. But like one of the sins is you shall not gossip. Okay? We all gossip. I mean, we gossip about, you know, what did Jennifer Lopez do? What did, what did Ellen DeGeneres say, you know, when people, you know, gave a crap about sitting next to President Bush? I mean, so, you know, that's all a form of gossip, which means we're sinning. You know, for those of us that don't follow kashrut, where we're not supposed to eat shellfish and we're not supposed to eat pork, I mean, we're sinning. So when you look at the, you know, commandments and all the things that we're doing that we're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to have sex on your period. When you have your period, you're not supposed to have sex. You're unclean. And how I look at that is I think the reason why that rule was put in the Bible is because if sex was supposed to be for procreation and the woman's having her period, she's obviously, that's not her fertile week or she just ovulated. So we're not supposed to, I guess, you know, yeah, you're technically unclean. In fact, I think you're supposed to sleep in a different bed. Yeah, the guy's like, great, my PMS wife, go. So that was kind of an easy thing for them to follow back then. Now it's kind of harder. You know, you know, when you kind of look at some of these lists, you know, am I doing a sacrifice? Am I helping build the altar? So we sit. So if somebody comes into Yom Kippur and goes, well, I'm good. No, you're not good. Nobody's good. So I think the point of the holiday Yom Kippur, or with any religions that has to do ritualistic fasts and confessions and all that, is we're not perfect. And I believe in our religion, in any of these religions, as long as you know what you did was wrong and you make an attempt to not do it, you're fine. And you know, maybe I'm misinterpreting, you know, Judaism has different levels. We have, like, you know, very, very Orthodox. Then we have conservative. Then we have reformed. And then we have, like, reconstructionist. We also have Chabad. We have varying degrees of Judaism. You know, I'm kind of more up here. I'm not, definitely not Orthodox, you know, and I probably am, you know, I could do a lot better. I could do a heck of a lot better. But the idea that, you know, we could reform, we could change, we could better ourselves, kind of makes a lot of sense. Now, why is it so easy for us to sin? How come everybody sins? Well, because a lot of things that we do may sometimes be towards our animalistic instinct. Now, by the way, some of the sins here is you can't sleep with your daughter, you can't sleep with your son. Okay, so some of these things, no. That, I mean, these are just really, really wrong things to do. But wanting to eat a cheeseburger, right, mixing milk and meat, you know, wanting to, you know, grab your friend's lobster off their plate and dip it in butter sauce and eat it, that's, you know, why do we sin? Why do we look at other women or men and, you know, why do we do that if we're married? Well, because, you know, we're still animals. And I think what religion does is it tries to prevent us from being animals and give us a structure and give us rules. Humans need rules. Now, we differ on how many rules. You know, like for me, I'd like the government in our business as little as possible. But I do agree we need rules, we need structure. And so religion does that because there were a lot of societies that didn't. And so for those groups of people and communities that needed some structure and needed some direction on where to go, religion provided that when society didn't. So I'm a huge fan of religion. I don't care what religion you have. I'm a huge fan of it. But I'm not very, very excited about, you know, Yom Kippur, because that's going to be hard. No food or water. No radio show. We're not supposed to put makeup on. We're not supposed to wear leather. You know, because you're not supposed to be, like, you know, all dressed up. It's, they used to wear cloth, I guess. And no sex. You're not supposed to have sex for 26 hours. My husband's like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Please, go away. Go sleep in another bed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We do really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so people in Sweden are a little bit nervous because there may be a person with Ebola in Sweden, however you want to pronounce it. Okay. Sweden is a little far away from where we have the Ebola epicenter, but we haven't really seen Ebola much in the news. And so we have apparently a death toll of 2,000 now in the Congo. It's the second worst Ebola epidemic in history, trailing behind the 11,000 death toll that we saw between 2014 and 2016 in West Africa. And apparently, medics in Sweden are investigating a suspected case of Ebola. The patient was rushed to Skåne University Hospital in Lund on Monday after suffering symptoms. They arrived with high temperature and fever and had just returned from an area with confirmed Ebola cases. So based on the patient's symptoms and travel history, it prompted doctors to immediately suspect Ebola. Now, But since there were confirmed cases of Ebola, the infection disease team is, you know, there and doing the testing. And, you know, luckily there are tests to tell if somebody has Ebola. They're going to have to obviously quarantine them and make sure everybody has basically full, you know, mask and gloves and, you know, head coverings, et cetera, because any, this sucker is one of the most contagious diseases out there. But they do believe that Ebola is unlikely, right? And they have to rule it out. So the patient's age, gender, and name have not been released. If they do have the disease, they will be the fifth patient to ever be diagnosed on European soil. It's not clear exactly where they visited. However, the Democratic Republic of Congo has been battling this outbreak for over a year. And it isn't the first Ebola case in Sweden. In January, another patient they thought had it. He was kept in isolation, but then it was revealed he didn't have it. So this just kind of reminds us that Ebola is still out there. And if we don't keep very vigilant on, you know, screening people as they come in with high fever, we could be in trouble. Now, we're coming into flu season. Okay? I just took care of, I don't know how many patients yesterday through telemedicine that had a fever. Now, it could have been this cold. It could have been a sinus infection. It could have been a strep throat. It could have been flu. But could it have been Ebola? Somebody, it usually starts out with a fever. They don't necessarily start to bleed and start to look pale and start to get really, really sick until, you know, a few days in. Now, the death toll right now has gone past 2,100. Number of cases has hit 3,200. It was first spotted in the regions close to the river Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This was, I think, back in the 70s. And the epidemic was declared over by January 2016 when Liberia announced they were Ebola-free. But unfortunately, here we are with it back again. So the virus can, unfortunately, stay within you if you do have it and you do become, quote-unquote, cured. The virus can hide out, just like hepatitis hides out, just like HIV hides, just like herpes hides. And so we remember in Europe, I believe it was England, there was a patient that came back with a really bad eye infection. And they had had Ebola, were treated, and then it decided to come back in the eye. And so, you know, they say Ebola was first recorded on European soil in 1976 when a former lab technician accidentally pricked his finger with an Ebola sample. Now, what stinks about that is, you know, luckily it didn't spread throughout Europe and then later to America. But when somebody gets infected, if they sleep with somebody, kiss somebody, hang out with somebody, they could give it to them. And or if they're sweating and somebody touches the sweat, it's that contagious. Now, they say Ebola is most often passed to humans by fruit bats, but scientists think antelope, porcupines, gorillas, and chimpanzees could also be to blame. They say it could be transmitted between humans through blood secretions and other bodily fluids. So, you know, it's deadly. It's scary. We're coming into flu season, a lot of fever. So all medical providers need to ask about travel. And if at all, were they in any contact with anybody that could have had Ebola? And unless somebody asks that specifically, it could be missed. Just like was it Thomas Duncan in Dallas a few years back, where he came into a Texas hospital, I think a Dallas, Texas hospital, and, you know, had nausea, vomiting, and fever. So they diagnosed him with gastroenteritis, sent him home. Then he came back super sick, and that's when they realized he had Ebola. Nobody asked if he had recently traveled from West Africa. So this reminds us that, unfortunately, this could be pretty, pretty severe. And you know, if it's not in the headlines, nobody talks about it, nobody thinks about it, they think it's over. It's not over. This Ebola outbreak is still raging. And, you know, I hate that we only talk about it once the news talks about it. And it's in the news. Well, we can't wait for journalists to decide to cover it. And we have people now with fever. You know, what am I seeing in terms of colds? Okay, so I'm licensed in multiple states, anywhere from the South to the Midwest to obviously Nevada. And I'm seeing a lot of sinus infections. I'm seeing a lot of colds, not necessarily strep throat. Strep throat was a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen a lot of strep. I've seen a lot of colds. and we're just starting to see a little bit of flu. People are getting the body aches, they're getting the fever, they're getting the dry cough, they're feeling achy, sore throat, tired, and they don't want to go, you know, to work. And then you have a lot of people that just don't want to go to work. So we are in flu season, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So measles is back in the news. CDC has recorded 1,250 measles cases since January 1. So we're 10 months in, right? And this has been across 31 states. This is the greatest number recorded since 1992. Now, the CDC said 75% of the cases were linked to outbreaks in New York, with the majority of cases involved in those being not vaccinated. We would still like to know how many people were vaccinated. When they say the majority of cases involving people who were not vaccinated, is that 51% or is that 99%? Of the recorded cases of measles, over 100 required hospitalization. 61 did report complications of pneumonia and encephalitis, which could be deadly. The update included data recorded up to October 3rd, so we still don't have all the recent data, and noted there was only one outbreak currently under investigation, which is in New York, but not related to the cases previously recorded, so it could be new. And they say the most recent cases were linked to travelers coming back from countries dealing with their own outbreaks, like Israel, Ukraine, and Philippines. So, piggybacking off of the Ebola issue, here we have measles that got to us from another country. And, you know, some of us were vaccinated, some of us weren't, and it still was able to kind of make the rounds. And it's still, by the way, out there. Now, they say we are at risk of losing our measles eradicated status. I don't see how we haven't lost it. If we have 1,200 cases reported, I guess that's a real big deal to say if we've eradicated measles. So, but I don't think we could say that. But they say that we may lose that distinction. May. Anyway, measles is very contagious. It was declared eliminated back in 2000 because we had a very robust MMR vaccination program. Now, they say 1 in 5 patients diagnosed with measles will likely be hospitalized. So if you get the measles, we have no way to tell if you're going to get, you know, neurological issues, pneumonia, if you're going to die, or if you're not. Symptoms of measles is high fever, cough, runny nose, red, watery eyes, and a rash. Those appear within 3 to 5 days of symptoms beginning in children under 5, older individuals, pregnant women, those with compromised immune systems are going to be more likely to have a worse case of measles. So the MMR vaccine, you're supposed to get one at your kind of first year birthday, all right, or between 12 and 15 months. Then you get a second dose between ages 4 and 6. Because we saw a lot of people who were vaccinated get it, they're talking about a booster. But if you've already had 2 shots, I don't think you need a booster. But a lot of us only had 1 shot. So this year's outbreak largely involved a Hasidic Jewish community in New York. There were anti-vaccine propaganda, they say, that kind of spurred that. However, we did have people that were vaccinated that got it. And so I think there was this big, you know, discussion and this big attention and focus on the anti-vaxxers when we probably should have been focusing on, guys, even if you were vaccinated, you could be at risk. Because when you just hear in the news, oh, it's the anti-vaxxers, then you're like, oh, well, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And I would just, you know, urge you guys, anytime a news story comes out with the virus that's out there, you know, and you say, well, I was vaccinated, so I'm good, still listen to the story because, you know, you might not be completely immune. There's always new strains, new mutations. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan is highlighting the ongoing decline in illegal alien traffic at our U.S.-Mexico border. Numbers declined for the fourth straight month in September.
This September marked the lowest number of law enforcement actions during fiscal year 2019, just over 52,000.
House Republicans are defending the State Department's decision to block a key figure in the Ukraine scandal from testifying in Congress. Talking with reporters, North Carolina's Mark Meadows says Democrats are leading an unfair process.
We spent more time in the skiff last time with Ambassador Volker than Adam Schiff did.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland was scheduled to go behind closed doors with members from three Democratic-led House committees on Tuesday. New York Congressman Lee Zeldin also says Democrats are putting on a clown show. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can always call in with your questions and comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or you can email us at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. Now, I have to be really careful reading this one because they want to be anonymous. He writes, you may read this on air, but please don't reveal my name. He writes, I manage a large firm, and on Friday, I fired a worker who called out repeatedly. Monday, a coworker said he was looking to sue because he is gay. I had no idea he was gay. Not sure what to do. Now, usually large firms have either in-house legal counsel. I mean, my first recommendation would be to tell you to, you know, definitely get counsel. I find it really ridiculous that here we are in 2019 and we cannot figure out how to, you know, approach in terms of employee-employer relations, our diverse community. You know, we were talking about how the Supreme Court is going to be, you know, hearing a case, or hearing, I think, multiple cases on LGBT rights. There was a transgender woman who lost her job at a funeral home because she came to work dressed as a woman. She identified as a woman. It was a man. And, you know, when you hear that jobs out there, you know, fire people for, you know, being who they want to be, you're shocked. But then you have these other cases where here we have, you know, a gentleman who was fired, and he believes it's because of his identity or his sexual preference. And, I mean, I don't know if, you know, the person who wrote the email, you know, is lying or not, but if somebody did repeatedly call out, all right, and you have a policy, how I think any employer and employee should do this is you need to have a good employee manual, and you need to have rules, and you need to have witnesses, and you need to have frequent reviews of the employees. I think every employer worries that, you know, they'll be accused of something that they didn't do. And every employee is worried about them being discriminated against when they did nothing wrong. So there's a way to guard against that, and it's to, for everybody to have their acts together and for there to be proof. So if somebody called out, you know, five times in August, seven times in September, two times in October, we just got into October, and there's a policy of, you know, multiple call-outs being an issue, you know, that should hopefully protect you in a court, in a labor dispute. However, if you fire that one person and you let other people do the same thing, call out multiple times, and they don't get fired, that's a problem. Now, I mean, we talk very honestly and open here. Okay, and I have conversations with thousands of people every year, you know, on, because I, you know, I do my research on, you know, what's happening in the real world. And you hear this all the time. You have somebody, let's say, that brings the company money. That's a high earner. But they don't want to get rid of that person because they make money. Yet that person violates rules all the time. Might be flirty with other people, might come in late, might whatever. But the boss is like, there are better employee, we're going to kind of let it go. Then you have somebody that doesn't perform that well doing the same thing. They're like, look, we can't, you know, be upping our payroll, you know, costs, you know, having people that don't come in and don't produce. So we unfortunately have situations where it's not that cut and dry. You'll have, you know, people that help the bottom line in these companies, and they get away with a lot of crap. Now, in the olden days, that's just the way it was. If the boss liked you, you got your job. If the boss didn't like you, you didn't get your job. Now we have rules and regulations, which I agree with, where, you know, they can't discriminate against you because they don't like that you're a woman, or they don't like that you're a man, or they don't like that you're white or African-American or Hispanic or gay or lesbian or transgender. And so I like that we have those rules. But what you need to do as an employer, and you might need to, you know, discuss this with your attorney, is did you do the proper write-ups when, and are you treating all employees fairly? If you're not treating all employees fairly, you have a problem. You know, we talked about that one email I got months ago where when somebody's interviewing, and let's say a job offers $70,000 a year, and a guy comes in with a suit, has all this, you know, experience, has a bunch of clients he could bring to the firm, and he goes, look, I can't take a job for less than 80. So they give him the 80. Then a woman comes in, does the interview, and they go, well, we're offering 70,000. Okay, that'll be fine. I can't wait to start. Now you have two positions, same position, one making 80, one making 70. Well, the person that asked for more got more. But now we have a situation where that company is paying a man more than paying a woman. So, I think by the year 2020, I think companies need to have this sorted out. You would think by now have it sorted out. And, there are unfortunate and very sadly cases of discrimination. This case right here is it was a transgender woman. This was in Michigan, who got fired after transitioning. Stevens had thought of Amy Stevens lost her job, seriously thought of suicide. And 6 years after she announced that she would be known as Amy instead of Anthony, you know, she's starting to, you know, be able to, you know, like herself and, you know, be comfortable with who she's choosing to be. But the Supreme Court is going to hear that case over whether a federal civil rights law that bars job discrimination on the basis of sex, does that protect transgenders? Who knew that we had laws that had loopholes where people who identified as a man or woman wouldn't have the same protections? Other arguments that day deal with whether the same law covers sexual orientation. So these cases are the first involving LGBT rights since the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. And so people are concerned that if the court is shifted more to the right, that, you know, it might not go the way of the LGBTQ community. I think, you know, it's hideous and horrible to be who you are and not be able to keep a job because of who you are. I mean, you are trying to be a part of society. You're trying to pay your bills. You're trying to support your family. I think we should have the protections there. But I do have a problem with if somebody gets fired, rather than owning up to, you know, okay, well, I did this wrong, they play a card. And, you know, when anybody plays the card, the woman card, the pregnancy card, this card, whatever, it really dilutes the progress we've made, you know, in today's society with allowing, you know, employees that, you know, are of minorities or different demographics to have the safety of their job. So, I, you know, when I hear that somebody got fired, but they claim that it's because of X, Y, and Z, when, you know, no, it was clearly that, you know, they were not a good worker. They, you know, didn't do their job. They called out. They missed deadlines. You as an employer better have that protection. If somebody misses a deadline, you need to write it up, and you need to write everybody up. And I don't know what to tell you to do for the worker who brings you money. I mean, because you will lose that money in a lawsuit if you fire somebody else for doing the same thing and you didn't have proof that you treated everybody the same. So maybe think about that and tell that person who's a high earner that they need to get their act together. Now, sometimes we could also do with some of your higher earners that are that integral to your, you know, company, you could turn them salary. You know, this way they're out. It's not so much a clock in, clock out, and maybe you could give them a more flexible schedule. But then remember, you might have to do that for other people too. So, you know, it's tough. I'm dying to see what happens with the Supreme Court. You know, having LGBT members in our family, I'm very, you know, pro their rights, and I want there to be equality in the workplace. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, employers need to protect themselves if they think, you know, if they feel like they can't, you know, let somebody go because they think they're going to be, you know, accused of something. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's switch gears to football. They say NFL stars' risk of developing CTE, the degenerative brain disease, soars by a third for every year that they play. Now, I know this isn't absolute because sometimes people don't get to play religiously. Like Ezekiel Elliott, you know, I mean, they're going to use him no matter what. Every game if they can. But, you know, if you're, you know, third string, fourth string, fifth string, that's different. But they say an NFL star's risk of developing degenerative brain disease goes up by a third every year that they play. Now, the researchers analyzed the brains of 266 dead players. Some of them had competed at a professional level and others are amateurs. And the results showed the risk of getting chronic traumatic encephalopathy soared by 30% for every year played.
Neuroscientists at Boston University, well, that's kind of where they do a lot of this research, said that the odds of CTE doubled in players who had competed for 3 years, which is kind of the length of an average NFL career. Repeated blows to the head and colliding with other players are thought to be the cause of CTE, which could lead to dementia. And I mean, I always watch the replays, and I, you know, you see, you could just hear the metal on the helmet on helmet, and you see them, you know, get flipped and fall to the ground, and hit, you know, I mean, these, and they bounce up and they look great and they want to show that they can play, but they're still suffering concussions. And we might not see the damage until years after the head trauma was sustained. So what ends up happening is the brain, we believe, sustains trauma, and then you start building up scar tissue and get these harmful protein buildup. And we can't really diagnose you until you've died and we do a brain autopsy. New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez, you know, has been kind of the poster child for this, where he was convicted of murder. And then he ended up killing himself in jail. And when they looked at his committing suicide in jail, and then when they looked at his brain, they found severe, severe CTE. And he's a young guy. I think he was 27. So this current study was published in the Medical Journal of Annals of Neurology. And they also worry about boxing and rugby and soccer and, you know, you know, we didn't really start to study this and know about it until the last few years. And, yeah, Hernandez was only 27 years old while serving a life sentence for murder. And, you know, if he murdered somebody when he was never really murderous, or, you know, and then he, you know, had fits of rage and other sorts of things, and we think that this was related to his brain damage during football, and then they find the brain damage, it kind of prompted a lot of researchers to say, look, guys, okay, you really want to be careful with your football players. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so the reason why I bring up Ezekiel Elliott is because I think it's fantastic, but I see the blows that he gets, and I'm worried about him, and I'm worried that he could be at risk for it. I also think that my grandfather had CTE, because he was a leatherhead, so he didn't have a football helmet. And then, you know, of course, years ago, we predicted that O.J. Simpson probably had CTE. Again, we wouldn't be able to tell, you know, until, you know, autopsy. But, you know, when people cite, you know, alleged, you know, bursts of anger and, you know, uncontrollable moods, you know, and violence, you know, you wonder if there could be issues with that. So they say what they did is family members gave information about the athletic background of the brain donors. For former professional players, there was an online database, and those who played for fewer than 4.5 years were 10 times less likely to develop CTE than those with longer careers. Now, the researchers were led by Dr. Jesse Mez, noted several men who played 4 years or fewer were diagnosed with CTE, and those who played more than 14.5 years were 10 times more likely to develop CTE. Several players with careers 15 years or longer did not have evidence of CTE. But then again, I mean, they might not have been the most famous, you know, yeah. And again, you know, quarterback, we're now trying to protect the quarterback. A lot of rules to protect the quarterback. Quarterbacks may not get as much head trauma as linemen and, you know, yeah, O-lines and, you know, things like that. So, you know, soccer players that head the football, you know, women in gymnastics that fall and hit their head, you know, volleyball, things like that. You know, there's a lot of ways people get their head hit. Former West Bromwich Albion footballer Jeff Assel had degenerative brain disease. He died in 2002 at the age of 59, and they said his brain was of a 90-year-old. So it basically ages the brain, and they kind of get like a form of dementia. So, you know, for those of you that have kids in football, and it's tough because, you know, I let my kids play football, and then we, you know, stopped. We were like, well, let's do lacrosse, and they got their heads hit in lacrosse also. And, you know, I just came up, I came from a family really involved in sports. My father was a soccer player, grandfather was a football player, so it just, if I have two boys, they're going to be in sports. But after the knee injuries and the, you know, head injuries and the concussions, I'm like, you know, no, I'm done. It's just not worth it, you know, and, you know, you want, you know, so I'm like, look, you know, lift weights, swim, you know, hit the gym, but, you know, just avoid these contact sports. And I hated doing that, but as a doctor, how could I not? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, making headlines, and I knew this would, was for any of you that did watch the Dallas game, Ellen DeGeneres was sitting next to George Bush. I think it is very, very cool that a former president comes to watch football games. I just think that's awesome. And so when the camera shined on George and Laura Bush, you saw him sitting next to Ellen DeGeneres. And so I guess Ellen DeGeneres has now been under fire by liberals because she sat next to him. Now, I mean, if a liberal has, if you know, has a problem with somebody sitting next to somebody else, they're taking their political affiliation a little too extreme. And let's say you do have somebody who's liberal-minded and liberal-thinking that, you know, has an opportunity to sit to a former president. You know, people always ask me, you know, gosh, you know, if you had a chance to, you know, hang out and get a picture with Obama and Hillary, yeah, of course I would. I mean, they're you know, high-profile people. And, you know, what I do in terms of, you know, me trying to, you know, establish National Blood Donation Week and things like that is, you know, I have to work with people on both sides of the aisle. So if I have an opportunity to meet anybody, you know, of that political stature, I don't care what's on the aisle. I'll sit with them, talk to them, have lunch. Hell yeah. So my guess is Ellen DeGeneres had an opportunity to sit next to the president, of course. Not the president, but a president. Yeah. So she defended herself. She posted a clip from Tuesday's pre-recorded show to Twitter where she addressed the tweet storm and said, yes, that was me at the Cowboys game with George W. Bush over the weekend. Here's the whole story. Here's the thing. She goes, I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people that don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think we've forgotten that that's okay. And we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. So, you know, thank you for speaking some sense, Ellen. I think, you know, it's about time. Somebody kind of goes, look, what's so frustrating is, you know, and I appreciate some of the things that liberals, you know, are passionate about. And they're passionate about equality. They're passionate about against discrimination. But then when they get mad that Ellen didn't choose to sit in a different seat away from George Bush, isn't that discrimination? You know, don't you want to, you know, if you are really of the liberal philosophy of all of us equal, then why can't Ellen DeGeneres sit next to a Caucasian man? Why does she have to be forced to sit in another section? Isn't that discrimination? You see? You know, there starts to be some hypocrisy. And, you know, I really urge anybody on the right or the left that if you do tout a certain political, you know, agenda, you know, just stop and realize when you start to criticize if you're actually looking hypocritical. I mean, I can't say how many times that, you know, people who, I guess Will and Grace had wanted to out people who had supported Trump. That's the biggest part. That's discrimination. You're outing somebody. You're trying to vilify somebody. That's discrimination. I thought liberals were against discrimination. So, you know, keep it consistent and you'll get farther. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.